Gotcha, and a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Lots of vocals this week. A couple of them, as sadly, will remember Nancy Wilson, who's just died.
Once I laughed when I heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind.
The Rodgers and Hart song, It Never Entered My Mind, from the 1940 musical Higher and Higher, here sung by Nancy Wilson in LA, November 67 for Capitol Records. Loads of strings, but also Eddie Lockjaw Davis tenor, Ralph Sharon piano, Buster Williams bass, Shelly Mann drums, Victor Feldman percussion, arranged by Oliver Nelson. Nancy was singing on television at the age of 15 and carried on singing until only a few years ago, well into her late 70s. She was 81 when she died. She covered R&B, jazz, soul, blues and pop, and made loads of film and TV appearances, mainly playing herself, of course, playing a nightclub singer. We'll hear from her again later in the show. This next one could be my theme song. Don't Call Me Wally. Don't Call Me Wally, recorded May 2009 in Brooklyn, New York. Pianist Orrin Evans wrote the song too. He's backed by Luke Curtis, bass, and Nasheed Waits, drums. Love his playing. Sometimes, especially in the larger group format, he can go a little avant-garde, but I think his playing is stunning, and I wouldn't ever call him Wally. Next, a Sonny Rollins compo. First time appearance on The Real Enjoyment for tenor man Billy Pearce, well, at least as a leader. He's a graduate of the Jazz Messengers and of Berkeley and Boston. His stint with Art Blakey was 1980 to 82, so he overlapped with Wynton Marsalis. After Billy left The Messengers, he was replaced by one of its earliest members, Benny Golson, and that was the seldom-heard Sonny Rollins compo Strode Road. Donald Brown piano, Christian McBride bass, Billy Drummond drums. Recorded in New York City, December 92. Here's Nancy Wilson again.
When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's long look after land, where you see a sun up sky with a morning hue, and where the days go laughing by as love comes calling on. Sleep on, bee, don't waken. Can't believe what just passed. He's mine for the taking. Oh, I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dream, but he seems sweet, golden as a crown. A sleeping bee done told me. I walk with my feet off the ground.
And that's from the LP that really put Nancy Wilson on the map, called simply Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley. It was Cannonball who had encouraged the young Nancy to move to New York from her native Ohio in 59 to further her career in the big city, and she signed up with Cannonball's manager and his, Cannonball's, record label Capitol. We heard the Harold Arlen Truman Capote song, A Sleeping Bee, from the 54 musical House of Flowers. It's the classic Cannonball Quintet of Mercy, Mercy, Mercy fame. Cannonball alto, Brother Nat cornet, Joe Zawinul piano, Sam Jones bass, and Lewis Hayes drums. June 61 in New York. A few weeks back, I promised you we'd hear more from Anger Helfrich. Time to deliver. Song for Larry, written and played by pianist Anger Helfrich. The Larry in question, I can only assume, is pianist-organist Larry Goldings, who gave the young Anger lessons when she first moved to New York after graduating from the Hilversum's Conservatorium in Holland. This Jan 99 recording is, I think, her first album as a leader, and, although recorded in New York, she has her trio from Germany with her, Johannes Weidenmuller bass, and Jochen Ruckert drums. Saxophonist Mark Turner plays on a few of the tracks on this Double Moon album called You'll See. Here's another vocal. No, not Nancy Wilson this time.
Every morning find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Every evening find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. And I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. But I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come to bring me relief. Every morning find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Days and nights alone with my grief. And I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come to bring me relief. Every morning find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Moaning, one of our fave songs. Music, Bobby Timmons. Lyrics, John Hendricks. Lady Kim is the singer. Didn't know anything about her before I bought this album, and don't know anything about her having listened to it, other than she does have an exceptional voice. This was recorded in Tokyo, September 2005, for the Japanese label 88. And yes, all the liner notes are in Japanese, correctly in this instance. It was the quality of the sidemen which attracted me to this album. Richard Wyant's piano, Paul Brown bass and Grady Tate drums, plus, the great tenor of Eric Alexander, who's rapidly becoming the go-to tenor man. He's everywhere these days. It's Ellington time, and to celebrate, the new release of Mary Poppins. Yes, Duke Ellington did record an album called Mary Poppins, Chicago, September 64. And whilst it's easy to deride it as a commercial wheeze, it's really great big band music. We've just heard The Life I Lead, with Cootie Williams trumpet, Johnny Hodges alto, and Buster Cooper trombone as the soloists. It was whilst the Ellington Band had a week-long residency at Disneyland in California that Walt Disney himself approached the Duke to record the music from the still-to-be-released film. Disney paid for the recording session and said, quote, "I don't care if we sell one record. I just want to hear what you're going to do with it," unquote. The arrangements were more Strayhorn than Ellington, and Billy does a sensational job. The LP has the cumbersome title of Duke Ellington Plays, with the original score from Walt Disney's Mary Poppins. Nancy Wilson again.
On a quiet night, when things are right, you come into my heart. Stoned in love with you, like a fool, I've been loving you. And I never want to stop this sweet sensation. I love being lost up in love with you. Time don't mean a thing, not when happiness is all you bring. In this world so unique, so disenchanting, I love being lost up in love with you. Oh, oh, having you this way means so much to me. So much of your life and love to me. Can't you see? On a quiet night, when things are right, you come into my arms so tenderly. A love so real like you and me. Flying in the sky as high as you can go. I love being lost up in love with you. Oh, I love being lost up in love with you. Lost up in love with you.
From one of Nancy Wilson's last albums, On Narada Jazz, called Simple Pleasures, recorded in Chicago, April 2003. Ramsey Lewis piano, Steinway concert grand piano, I should say. Larry Gray bass, Leon Joyce Jr. drums. The then Ramsey Lewis trio, plus Orbert Davis trumpet, Tracy Kirk trombone, Steve Eisen flute, Henry Johnson guitar. That was Lost Up Loving You. Our thanks to Nancy Wilson for over 60 years of making beautiful music. She died last week at the age of 81. It's a funky Son of a Gun next.
Thank you.
Barbara Thompson and her band Paraphernalia. The album is called Never Say Goodbye, and called that as Barbara had retired from touring in 2001 as she had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Some new medication helped lots, and she resumed her career, hence Never Say Goodbye. This 2003 album features her husband, John Heisman, on drums. He predeceased her in the end. He died in 2017. Peter Lemmer, piano. Billy Thompson, violin. No relation to Barbara. Dave Bald, bass guitar. And Barbara on a range of reeded instruments on Son of a Gun. Here's another vocal, this time someone I saw live just last week.
Get what you want, you don't want it. If I gave you the moon, you grow tired of it soon. You're like a baby, you get what you want when you want it. But after you are presented with what you want, you're discontented. You're always wishing and wanting for something. When you get what you want, you don't want what you get. And though I sit upon your knee, and you'll grow tired of me, 'cause after you get what you want, you don't want what you wanted at all. Get what you want, you don't want it. If I gave you the moon, you'll grow tired of it soon. You're like a baby, you get what you want when you want it. But after you are presented with what you want, you're discontented. You're always wishing and wanting for something. When you get what you want, you don't want what you get. And though I sit upon your knee, and you'll grow tired of me, 'cause after you get what you want, you don't want what you wanted at all. Baby, I don't mean to be blue, but you need a good talking to. 'Cause after you get what you want, you don't want what you wanted at all. At all.
The gloriously talented Sarah Dowling on her latest album. Just her voice and pianist Gabriel Lachin on the first half of the CD. The second half is again just Sarah, but this time with Bill Mudge on the Hammond organ. Obviously, I chose a song from the piano half. Irving Berlin's After You Get What You Want. A packed house at St Mary's Church in Aylesbury were all enthralled by her musicianship. Add to that, she's absolutely charming. A name to watch out for, Sarah Dowling. Another new name for us, Eli de Gibbre. Thank you. Eli de Gibbry was born in Tel Aviv, moved to Boston to attend Berkeley. He won a full scholarship to study there and has built a solid reputation in the US playing with the likes of Herbie Hancock, Aaron Goldberg, Kevin Hayes, Ron Carter. This album, 12, was recorded in Tel Aviv, December 2012, with fellow Israelis. Gadi Lahavi, piano. He was 16 at the time of the recording. Ofri Nehemiah, drums. He was all of 18 at the recording session, and fellow 30-something Barak Mori bass. De Gibbry on tenor, I should have told you earlier. It wasn't his first instrument. His first was the mandolin, and there's one song on this album, the last one, where he dusts down and plays his old mandolin. We heard New Waltz, one of his own compos. One More by Nancy Wilson.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all went along. The early morning hike, the rented could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. Summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long.
Nancy Wilson with The Things We Did Last Summer. This album was recorded over two sessions in New York, June-July 1960 and Jan 61. This Capitol LP is called The Swinging's Mutual, and it features the George Shearing Quintet. Half the songs are instrumentals. Shearing piano, of course, Dick Garcia guitar, Warren Chaisson vibes, Ralph Penner bass, Vernell Fournier drums, and Armando Peraza percussion. Yes, a large quintet. That song was a Jules Stein-Sammy Kahn collaboration from 46. Bud Powell's next at Birdland. Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin, and this is on a 3-CD ESP box set, which contains all the recordings that Bud Powell made at Birdland in Midtown New York in 1953, a jazz club he played at more than any other. We often forget that the child prodigy, Earl Rudolph Powell, trained as a classical pianist, discovered jazz via his father, and became a boogie-woogie player before beginning his exploratory development that made him an integral part of the bebop revolution. This is Feb 53, just after Powell had spent more than 16 months in various mental institutions and given electroshock therapy. Amazing he could still even play after that ordeal. The trio is Powell piano, obviously, Oscar Pettiford bass and Roy Haynes drums. It's the last one, I'm afraid, and we're only going to get a mere taste of it. Well, the first half of it. Bassist Alexander Claffey is the leader with, in Jan 2018, Kurt Rosenwinkel guitar, David Kakowski piano, who also arranges this song, Adam Arruda drums. It's the Lennon McCartney song, Michelle. But don't forget, only the first half. As ever, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.